Let's talk sports on the local scene Monday in softball. The Roseau Rams at home defeated the Thief River Falls Prowlers 19-2 in five innings. Baseball, Northern Freeze opened up with a 3-0 win over Winnemac. Sacred Heart shut out Ada Borup West 3-0. In boys tennis, the East Grand Forks Triangular, it was Crookston beating East Grand Forks 4-3, and then Crookston beat Fergus Falls 6-1. On the local high school scene today in softball, Thief River Falls back in action, taking on War Road. You can hear that one on Real Country, 1460 AM and 98.5 FM with Lee Generex pregame around 4. Also in softball, Red Lake Falls at Badger Greenbush Middle River. Hear that one on North Country, 99.3. Mark Allen has it for you with the pregame around 4:30. Also in softball today, West Marshall travels to Crookston. High school baseball today. War Road is at Red Lake County. Hear that one on 94.1 The Falls. Jameson has it for you with the pregame around 4. Badger Greenbush Middle River scheduled at Kitsap County Central. Northern Freeze at Fertile Beltrami. And Roseau at East Grand Forks for doubleheader. Boys tennis today, Bemidji scheduled at East Grand Forks. Shohei Ohtani went 3-for-5 with a pair of doubles and a home run, and the L.A. Dodgers rallied for a 4-2 victory over the Minnesota Twins in Minneapolis last night. Bailey Over just gave up one run, striking out 7 through 5 innings. Twins right-hander Jay Jackson took the loss after giving up 2 runs on 2 hits and 1 inning of relief. Twins are back in action tonight as they host the Dodgers, game 2 of that series, here on KTRF with the pregame at 6 p.m. Minnesota Timberwolves have gone an impressive 11-5 without Anthony Towns following his left meniscus surgery, but if the Timberwolves are going to make a deep playoff run, they need their all-star big man back in the court, which is why it's good news from Shams Kareena of The Athletic. Towns scrimmaged with teammates for the first time on Sunday. There remains optimism he can return before the season ends. Minnesota Wild are back in action tonight. They're at Colorado here on Real Country, 1460 AM and 98.5 FM. 8:15 will be the pregame. And UConn delivered the latest of its suffocating basketball beatdown, smothering Purdue for a 75-60 win to become the first team since 2007 to capture back-to-back National College Basketball Men's Championships. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.